you hear me? I'm sorry to bother you whilst you're driving, but may I ask where you are taking me? What? You're surprised by my politeness? Well, when I woke up and found myself in the trunk of your car, I decided to completely surrender myself to you and make myself as compliant as possible to any demands that you might have, so there might be a chance of me surviving this unpleasant affair. Unless, of course, you plan to murder me as soon as we reach your destination. I just want to make all of this as easy as possible for the both of us. Am I talking too much? I don't want to distract you or anything. Okay. So where did you say we're going? Your place? How far away is it? 2 hours, huh? That's a long drive. You came all the way into my town to kidnap me, of all people? That makes me feel pretty special. Oh, well, I only said that because I'm surprised that someone took such an interest in me. I don't think I'm interesting at all. I'm not particularly attractive. I don't have any cool talents or skills to speak of. And I don't make friends easily. People tend to ignore me a lot at school. And I always seem to disappoint my parents. They probably wish I wasn't their daughter sometimes. Anyway, that's enough talk about me. Do you think you're interesting? Oh, you don't like talking about yourself? I can respect that. But can I at least know your name? That's a nice name. But you know my name, right? You must have looked into my background and everything since you decided to kidnap me. Unless you went into town and picked me at random. You say you didn't just kidnap me randomly? You've been planning on kidnapping me for months? Wow, I feel really special now. I'll shut up and let you drive in peace now. You don't mind? You want me to talk more about myself? Okay. Well, there isn't much to say about me. I'm just your average small town girl, really. What's that you say? No, I don't have a boyfriend. Who would ever want to date someone like me? Like I said before, there's nothing interesting about me. You know, most people think I'm cold and arrogant or something, just because I don't talk much. They don't understand that I'm shy. I'd open up to people if they didn't assume things about me. Being me is rather unexpectedly complicated. Oh, my town? Do I like living there? It's not a bad place. I've lived there all of my life, so I know everyone really well, and I have a lot of family there. It's not that remarkable of a place, really. Except, strange things happen sometimes. Random violent crimes, sudden disappearances, suicides, kidnappings. Of course everyone manages to cover things up really well. But in such a small town, people manage to find out. And it isn't pretty when they do. I really shouldn't be talking about this. You knew, didn't you? That there's something wrong with my town. And you know about me too, right? About my secret. That's why you kidnapped me. There can't be any other reason. What do you plan on doing? Are you going to try and spread the word? That a town so strange exists. A town full of unnaturally violent people. A town overrun with people with supernatural abilities? Telekinetic people. If that's your plan, I won't try to stop you. You know, I'm fully capable of escaping and murdering you. But if I planned on doing such a thing, I would have done it long ago. I told you already. I've surrendered myself to you. I'm on your side. Why? Isn't it obvious? I want to help fix whatever is wrong with my town. I want to find out the truth. I want to know why that place is so unusual. And I want to prevent any further violence. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm not mad at you or anything. It's natural for you to be suspicious of my intentions. I know you didn't expect me to be so supportive of your plan. But like I said, I really do want to be your ally. Can't you trust me a little bit? You shouldn't treat allies like this, don't you know? Hey, I didn't want to ask you this. I really thought that I could be okay for the 2-hour drive. But it's really dark in here, and claustrophobic. Could you please let me out? I'll sit in the back seat, okay? You can drug me again if you're afraid of me attacking you. Just please trust me and let me out of here. Thank you. Oh, so that's what you look like. You never should have trusted me.